And football tomorrow, the Heisman Memorial Trophy will be awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the country. There's been a lot of chatter about this year's five finalists. It's the first time that group includes two pairs of teammates, Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart of USC, and Adrian Peterson and Jason White of Oklahoma. But sports writers have been so busy debating the merits of these athletes, they've forgotten to explain something to those of us who weren't following football back in the 19-teens. Who was Heisman anyway? This Slate Explainer is presented by Day-to-Day's Steve Proffitt.
He was John W. Heisman, and he was, not surprisingly, a very good football coach, one who was reaching the height of his powers 100 years ago. Born in Ohio in 1869, Heisman played football at Brown and Penn, where he also picked up a law degree. He promptly put his diploma to work coaching at Oberlin. Over the next 36 years, Heisman coached at 8 more schools, finally retiring in 1927. John Heisman was known primarily for winning. His most dominant run came during his 15-year stint at Georgia Tech. Between 1916 and 1918, his team, known to fans as the Golden Tornado, lost just once and outscored opponents 1,378-69. The average score, 55-3. But Heisman also helped shape the developing sport. He was a vocal proponent of the forward pass, which was illegal until 1906. He's also credited with thinking up yard markers and the center snap, and he was forever inventing trick plays. About the only thing in modern football that wasn't Heisman's idea is the Heisman Trophy itself. When New York's Downtown Athletic Club first proposed giving an award to the best college player in the country, Heisman resisted. He worried that doing so would highlight individual accomplishments and shortchange team achievements. Whoever wins tomorrow should be glad he changed his mind.
Day-to-Day's senior producer Steve Proffitt read that explainer, which was written by Slate's Julia Turner.